Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Educating for Success show. We bring families together with home business.
Hey, this is Ray Perry at Educating for Success, coming to you from the backside of nowhere in southern Tennessee. I am your host today on the Educating for Success show, and I want to introduce you to a young man who I think is absolutely marvelous. He has a great story about creative education. So if you're sitting there thinking, well, this homeschooling thing sounds like it's okay, but I want my children to get a real job. I want them to be able to make a difference in the world. I want them to make an impact with their lives, but also to have a job that is highly respected by people in the community. I don't want them to just be digging ditches or working at home as an internet marketer like I'm all the time trying to tell people they should do. And so I have found a young man that I want to introduce you to who has a remarkable story. So I want to introduce to you right now Daniel Beasley from Washington, D.C. area of HSLDA. Welcome, Daniel.
Thank you so much for having me, Ray. I'm excited to be here with you today.
It is awesome to have you on our show today. So I want you to just take a few minutes and tell us about your experience growing up and your educational background.
Sure. I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska in the Midwest and was homeschooled all the way through school, really kindergarten through 12th grade. Grew up in a big family. I had eight siblings and the third of nine. Six brothers and two sisters. So it was an exciting childhood. I had a lot of fun. There's never a dull moment. I don't know how my parents kept some level of sanity in the home, but they did a good job. But I was homeschooled, as I said, all the way through, and homeschooling really provided me with a lot of unique opportunities that helped shape my overall vision for life and helped shape the goals that I had for my life. And so I'm thrilled that I was homeschooled. I had a great experience. And as I was in school, I developed the desire to go to law school and impact public policy. That was kind of my overall goal. And so actually directly out of high school, as a junior and senior, I had taken college classes from a local community college. And then I took CLEP tests, college level examination proficiency tests, to satisfy the admission requirements for Oak Brook College of Law, which is based out of Fresno, California, but it's actually a distance learning law school. California is the only state that allows for those. But I applied to Oak Brook College of Law, I was accepted, and I started law school actually the fall after I officially completed high school, although I had a significant amount of college credit at that time. And it took about 4.5 years for me to finish the law school program. During that time, right at the end of my first year of law school, I started working here on the East Coast in Northern Virginia for the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. I worked as a legal assistant for 4 years, from 2008 to 2012. Had a great experience working for one of the attorneys here, Mike Donnelly, actually, and was able to see practical application of the law while studying it as well in law school. I had a great experience doing that, and then when I finished law school, I took a job with a small private law firm with about five attorneys and about five other office staff in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, so moved back to the Midwest and practiced law with a law firm there for about 3.5 years, and then one of the staff attorneys here at HSLDA decided to retire, and they were interested if I was interested in coming back, and I was. The feeling was mutual, and so here I am. I've always had the goal of influencing public policy and advocating for a cause I believe in, and I'm very passionate about homeschooling. I certainly believe in it. I had a great experience myself, and I want to help empower other parents to be able to teach their children and empower other young people to be able to have the experience that I did or a similar experience or better experience in homeschooling and being able to have those opportunities, unique opportunities that can really shape their vision for life as well. And the academics are great as well as what the studies show, and I felt like my academic education was solid. But I'm an advocate for homeschooling now with the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. That's kind of a brief timeline of my educational background, and so that kind of brings us up to date.
That is an amazing story. Unbelievable. Okay, so let me get this straight. You're saying that you basically graduated from high school. You did dual enrollment, which is becoming very, very, very common these days, where you're basically doing college and high school at the same time. And the year that you graduated from high school, you started into law school, right?
That's correct. Yep. Now, I will say as a caveat, I don't want to oversell myself here. The law school I attended, Oak Brook College of Law, only requires the equivalent of associate's degree or these CLEP tests, which is why I actually took to satisfy the admission requirements. Most traditional law schools require a full bachelor's degree before you're admitted, so it's a little bit easier for me in that regard.
Well, and the CLEP tests are totally valid because they are actually produced by the College Board, which is the same organization that produces the SAT and ACT, correct?
That's right, yep.
Yeah. So you're not taking a shortcut that's not generally accepted. You are doing something that the educational world actually encourages.
That's right.
Is that right?
I know that there are lots of that's right, and there are lots of homeschool students that I talked to today that are taking CLEP tests, and there are other similar tests, advanced placement tests, and I think there's a Dante's test where you can get college credit for taking a test, and especially for a lot of the general education requirements that a lot of homeschool students may have, you know, achieved or met in high school. It's a great way to get ahead of the game.
This is a remarkable story, and I so hope that it encourages a lot of young people out there who are thinking that they would love to go into the realm of law so that they can make a difference in the world and be an impact in our community, because there is definitely a need for conscientious lawyers who can make a difference in our legal system and represent people, especially in the homeschool realm. All right, so you work for HSLDA. Tell us a little bit about that organization and its mission.
Sure. HSLDA, the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, was founded in 1983. And when HSLDA started, homeschooling was really only explicitly legal in about 5 states. It was not what it is today. Many families who were trying to homeschool in the early days, in the late 70s and even some in the early 80s, were facing criminal prosecution for homeschooling. It just was not accepted. And so HSLDA's founders, Mike Ferris and Mike Smith, had the idea that they would start this national organization basically to help defend these parents who wanted to homeschool their children, and that was kind of the beginning. And so fast forward, you know, 30 years and change, and here we are, and homeschooling is legal in all 50 states. Homeschooling is growing at a remarkable rate. It's estimated that there are over 2 million homeschool students across the U.S. today. And I can share a short story about how the homeschooling movement has grown. When I was being homeschooled growing up, when my siblings and I were out in public and people would find out that I was a homeschool student, they would have all sorts of, you know, strange questions for me. They would kind of look at me funny, like, okay, do you have any friends, or, you know, do you do school in your pajamas and things like this. Whereas today, when I'm traveling, you know, at an airport, and the person sitting next to me on the airplane or at the airport will find out that I'm homeschooled, it's really no big deal. They always know someone. They have a friend or an uncle or a neighbor or a dog, or, you know, they know somebody who's been homeschooling. It's become so much more, you know, acceptable, so much more mainstream now than it was even when I was growing up, you know, a decade or so ago. So a couple decades ago. So it's certainly grown, but back to HSLDA. So they, you know, back in the 80s, they started out spending a lot of time in court just defending families who wish to exercise their constitutional, their fundamental right to educate their children at home. And that's really the mission of HSLDA, is to protect and advance the constitutional right of parents to direct the education and upbringing of their children. And as the movement has grown, HSLDA's role has changed a little bit. We're not in court as much as we were in the 1980s, but we still are in court some. There still are families who wind up in court over issues involving homeschooling. But we're also very active in the legislature, both on Capitol Hill at the federal level and in each of the 50 states. I'm a staff attorney here at HSLDA, and I handle legal issues in 13 different states. And so we have software, and my legal assistant and I are constantly tracking legislation to determine whether certain bills will affect homeschoolers. And if they do, we will alert our member base and request comments to oppose a bill if it's a negative bill, or support a bill if it's positive. And so we're fighting really on a daily basis to protect those freedoms, the freedom to homeschool. And then beyond just protecting it, we're seeking to advance homeschooling. So there's a fair amount of discrimination still against homeschool graduates. Some graduates face difficulty seeking college admission at certain colleges, or trying to find a job on occasion. And we're pretty successful in getting most of these situations resolved and really fighting the battle against discrimination. Our goal is that a homeschool, high school diploma should receive the same level of credence, or should be recognized on the same basis as a public school diploma. The studies have all shown that homeschoolers do very well academically, and they shouldn't be slighted simply because of the type of diploma they have, particularly in the employment realm, where some employers will kind of look at it funny. They've got a transcript. They've got a diploma to demonstrate that they completed it, and a transcript to show the court, to show that the diploma shows that they completed the high school program. The transcript shows the actual courses that they took. And then, of course, interviews, and you can determine the applicant's actual qualifications through other means, but sometimes they get hung up on this issue of, okay, the diploma didn't come from, you know, a public school or a private school, or it's not signed by the state, or it's not accredited is the word they use often. And so we engage in quite a bit of advocacy for those students. And like I said, in most cases, we're successful in getting those students, either accepted or into college. There are still a few holdouts, but we're continuing to fight that battle. And one other thing I'll say about HSLDA is we also offer a lot of practical support. So we now have resource consultants for the early years, which is K through seven, and or K through eight, and then the high school years. We have high school consultants who can talk with parents about tips and tricks on homeschooling, or preparing a transcripts, record keeping, different issues that may come up in high school. Also, our special needs consultants help parents identify learning disabilities and then help equip those parents to be able to meet the specific needs of a child who may have a particular learning delay or disability. And so we historically, HSLDA was in court defending homeschooling. We're still doing that. We're also advancing it now, fighting discrimination, and we're providing practical support for homeschoolers, all within the mission to protect and advance the right of parents to direct the education and upbringing of their children.
That is something to believe in and stand for. And you should be so proud to be connected to an organization that's doing that kind of a work. It's awesome. So now let me get this straight. If you pay an annual fee as a member family, and you have any kind of a problem, such as the truancy officer shows up at your door and says, why are your children playing in the yard? Aren't they supposed to be in school? You're saying that all a parent has to do if they're a member is basically pick up the phone, call you, and then you're going to step in and be their advocate. Is that correct?
That's right. So we are member-based, and we have around 83,000 member families across the country. If you are a member of HSLDA, you really have access to our attorneys here 24/7, 365. Now, of course, we're not general legal counsel. We don't engage in any legal problems that homeschool families have. However, if there's a legal issue that you have that relates to homeschooling, we are here. We want to assist you with that. And yes, the membership would basically entitle you to be able to speak with one of our attorneys who's on call, again, 24/7, 365, if there's any kind of a government official at your door. So we receive calls all the time after our business hours. Maybe a neighbor, a nosy neighbor who doesn't like homeschooling, makes a allegation to the child abuse hotline, and now you've got a social worker at your door. Maybe you weren't doing anything wrong at all, but there's just this anonymous tip made. It happens all the time, and you don't know what to do because there's a social worker at your door. They want to come in your house and talk with all your kids alone, and what should you do? Well, you can give us a call, and our attorney's here. I'm one of them who may take that call, and we can provide advice on how to handle that situation and protect the integrity of your family, and particularly your homeschool.
That's marvelous, a marvelous service you guys are offering. Okay, so what does HSLDA think about a family who wants to steer their children towards having a home business rather than going off to college and getting a job?
Well, we think it's a great idea. I mean, homeschool, probably one of the best benefits or main benefits of homeschooling is that it allows parents to craft an education plan that meets the individual needs of each one of their unique children. We know that all children aren't the same. We all have different interests, and the parents can help that child pursue their own interests. So if it's, especially if a child is interested in maybe starting a business, and I'd also argue that homeschooling allows a child to kind of engage with some of those ideas at a younger age, possibly than a traditionally schooled student. But anyway, the parent can, you know, provide that student with opportunities. We think home businesses are great. They're certainly very educational. And so, you know, it's a great idea, and it's one of the benefits of homeschooling is that you can do that. I'll share briefly some of my experience as well, is that through high school I ran a dog boarding business and didn't work kind of a traditional job, and I think I came out ahead on the financial aspect, and I had a great experience. I learned a lot of practical lessons about planning and organization, you know, including budgeting, margins, taxes, cash flow, those kinds of things, advertising and return on my investment in advertising, word of mouth marketing, customer service. You know, I had to interact with people of varying backgrounds that were outside my peer group as customers would come, and I would really just watch their dogs while they were out of town. It was pretty simple, but I learned a lot of lessons from it. It was a great experience for me, and I think it fits very well with students who are homeschooled because of the flexibility that homeschooling provides.
That is awesome. I am so excited to hear that you have entrepreneurial experience in your background. That's wonderful. I totally believe that that every young person should have the opportunity to do something like that, have some kind of a small business on their own. And whether they stay with it or not, that's not the point, because the experience that you get and the lessons that you learn from having your own project like that are so valuable. And plus, you might find out that that's not what you want to do, and that's part of the whole process. So not staying with it forever and ever is not a failure. It's just a learning lesson along the way. So that is awesome. I so commend your mother for encouraging you to do all these things that you did. I would love to meet her.
It was definitely a rewarding experience. And, you know, I mean, a couple of the skills that I think that it taught me were, you know, the ability to ask the right questions, to problem solve. And homeschooling in general, I think, encourages the develop of the skills like self-motivation, self-confidence, being able to research things on your own without having to, you know, always request assistance for things. And those are valuable skills that, regardless of what you're doing in life, I think they come in handy.
That's great.
Many of these skills came in handy for me in the law practice as well. I mean, and I'll say this: when I was working for a law firm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I did represent many consumers who had businesses and were failing businesses. I was involved in some bankruptcy practice, and believe it or not, one of the primary reasons why a lot of these businesses would fail were not for lack of effort or desire or even work ethic. A lot of times, it was poor planning, poor record keeping, poor organization, and, you know, really certainly circumstances outside the business owner's control can play a part, like the market, supply, demand, public opinion, things like that. But if there's proper planning, record keeping, organization, I think a lot of times those problems can be foreseen ahead of time and adjustments can be made to keep the business moving forward so that the business owner doesn't have to end up in my office asking questions about a bankruptcy.
That's so important. So when did you feel like or know that you wanted to become a lawyer, and what would you recommend for young people who are searching for a direction to go in who might consider becoming a lawyer? What do they look for in their heart or in the world that makes them decide that they want to kind of go in that direction?
Well, it's certainly a difficult decision. It's not one I really settled on until I was probably a junior or senior in high school. It's something I wrestled with for a while, but I wasn't really sure that that's what I wanted to do. I mean, lawyers don't exactly have the greatest reputation in society as a whole, but there's certainly a need for good lawyers. And there was a couple of things for me that caused me to decide to go to law school. I mean, ultimately, I felt like it was what God wanted me to do, and I was convinced of that, and that was kind of the ultimate decision. But there's several things along the way. I really enjoyed persuading people to what I believe was right. I enjoyed the aspect of persuasion, and I liked seeing justice done, and I wanted to make a difference, particularly in the public policy realm. And so those were a couple things to keep in mind. As far as, I mean, there's also lots of different kinds of legal practice. I mean, some lawyers are in court all the time, some lawyers are never in court, and so there's not necessarily one specific character trait or a few personality traits that mean you're going to be a great lawyer or you're not going to be a great lawyer, because it can come in, a law degree can come in handy with so many different occupations. I mean, just the ability to think critically, to have a good understanding of our government, our justice system, a good understanding of the legal system are valuable in all kinds of businesses. And so you don't necessarily, I mean, for me, I wasn't convinced that I wanted to practice law for a long period of time when I went to law school, and it's one of the reasons I chose the law school that I did. But I don't know if that really answers your question, but I think it's a profession that many people could be open to, particularly if they have an interest in you know, history, government, politics, those kinds of things. Now, I'll say a few things to prepare for law school. I wish I had read more. I wasn't a huge reader growing up, and so read if you want to go to law school. It's very helpful in preparing for law school. The faster you can read, the better, and really being able to comprehend as well is just as important.
So it sounds like if a young person is very concerned about the direction of the country is going politically and would really like to be involved, that becoming a lawyer would be one way that they could enter into a profession where they could make a serious difference in government, correct?
Yes, I think that's absolutely correct. And again, a law degree can help in, you know, a variety of ways. I'm working kind of in an advocacy world now. I previously practiced law, but, you know, just general positions of business and government, I think it can be helpful as well.
Absolutely. That sounds awesome. Well, we are proud to announce that HSLDA is one of our sponsors this year at our 2016 Home Business Conference that's coming up in Louisville, Kentucky on August 12th through 14th. We're going to have a handful of business experts from all over the country, including a membership expert from the UK who's going to be coming. He owns one of the platforms that people use to have membership sites. We have a German friend of mine who came to this country from Germany years ago and is a basic rags-to-riches story and is now living in Arizona and doing very, very well with real estate. He's going to be talking about how to buy and sell land. And also our keynote is Joel Salatin, who is a different kind of farmer. He is a radical patriot. He is a man of God, and he knows how to monetize farming better than anybody I've ever met in my entire life. He's written many, many books. You can go to YouTube and type in Joel Salatin TED Talk and pull up one of his many, many TED Talks and watch him. He's hysterically funny. But he's also very insightful and encouraging, and he's helping us get back to our roots of growing good food organically and being in touch with the earth and the environment that we live in. And so we've had him as our keynote before. He's a very interesting, exciting speaker, and everyone's going to love hearing him on the first day. He's going to do two sessions on 10 ways to monetize a small farm. We have lots of other experts that are going to be talking about lots of other ways to make money at home, because one of the things that we totally believe is that home should be the center of your whole life. If you can have a business at home, if you can educate your children at home, if you can use your home as your center of ministry, then you're able to do so many more things and be multifaceted, and it trains the children in all these different realms at one time. So we so love having home businesses as a result of our home education programs. And so HSLDA is going to be one of our sponsors there this year, and we're excited that you're going to be able to join us. Dan, you're also going to love the English country dancing that we do every night. So tell me real quick about your family. Are you married now?
Yes, I am. I'm married to Bethany, still the love of my life. We've been married for 6.5 years. It'll be 7 this December. And I have 2 young children, a daughter who's 4 and a son who's 2.
That is so awesome. I so hope you can bring them with you, because if they get to come, they're going to enjoy the English country dancing because it's so fun. We have men and women and children all out there together just having a really, really good time. But we really want to – we host this event because we really want to make a difference in people's lives. I have been a vendor on the homeschool convention floor since the 1980s, And I have seen so many families that I just feel so sorry for, because they are a one-income family. They just don't have enough money to make ends meet, yet they want to follow what they believe is God calling them to educate their children at home. And so they struggle financially. And I have asked the Lord for years how I could help make a difference. And when I started taking my oldest children to professional conferences and started learning some of the things that they don't teach in school anywhere, nowhere, like how to become a real estate investor, I realized that that was super valuable education. But I had a real hard time getting my children to be able to attend, because they didn't want children at those events, and they were also very, very expensive. So I told myself then, if I ever had the chance to bring that type of education and that quality of teaching to families, that I would invite the children to come in and be part of that. So we have opened up this conference to be a family-oriented conference. Parents bring their young people, and they sit there and they learn together from millionaire experts about a variety of different ways to make money from home, and they have a really good time. But it's just one gigantic weekend of getting a dose of vision on what's possible, because in this country, a job is only one way of making an income, but it might not even be the best way. There are many other ways of earning an income. And so what we do is we provide a variety of options that we just put them out in front of you, and then if you're interested in pursuing any of those, then you are welcome to do that. And so we love bringing our experts. We've been doing this conference since 2002. We've been bringing experts like this to homeschoolers, and we've seen some remarkable success stories through the years. And so we're going to put some of those people on the stage, too, so that they can share some of their successes and encourage those who attend with some of the options that are out there for making a difference in this world, because we're only here for a short time, and the best thing we can do is make an impact in whatever realm that God puts us in. God has obviously put you in the realm of law, which affects government, and I am so excited to hear that you did such a great job. You went through your educational journey so efficiently and came out on the other side with a degree in law, and now you're able to serve other homeschooling families who are trying to make a difference with their children's lives. And I just think you have a remarkable story, and I'm so excited that you're going to be joining us, and I can't wait to hear what you're going to share with us at the conference in Louisville this year. So it's going to be marvelous having you, Dan, there representing HSLDA.
Well, I'm excited about being there. I'm thrilled to be able to make it this year, and I hope to bring the kids. We'll see if that works out. We haven't finalized those plans yet, but very excited to be there. And, you know, one thing that you say in your book, I think, is that the importance of being surrounded by a team. And so HSLDA wants to be that team member for homeschool families, that we can support parents in the journey, take care of any legal issues that may arise, advice. We have forms, all the information on complying with the laws, as well as the practical support as well. So we're going to be excited to be there. We're excited to help sponsor this great event that we think helps empower parents to invest in their children, and really looking forward to it next month.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to having you there too. So my guest today has been Dan Beasley of HSLDA, who is our sponsor at the 2016 Home Business Conference, and we are so excited about you being part of our event this year. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's been great having you on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And thank you all for joining us today. Our guest has been Dan Beasley, and I so hope that you're going to be able to join us at our Home Business Conference. This is Ray Perry signing off. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more about what we do at Educating for Success, visit us at educatingforsuccess.com.